This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
As I mentioned a week ago, President Joe Biden warned of the rise of oligarchs in one of his farewell speeches before leaving office. Apparently, the issue of oligarchs and big tech leaders is a theme that some in Congress plan to use this year. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Michael Bennett sent a letter to OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. They criticized him for contributing to President Donald Trump's inauguration fund. The senators reminded him that big tech companies have come under increased scrutiny from federal regulators. They expressed to him their concern that your company and other big tech donors are using your massive contributions to the inaugural fund to cozy up to the incoming Trump administration. Sam Altman was quick to reply on X. He said, "Funny, they never sent me one of these for contributing to Democrats." He went on to explain that this was his personal contribution, as you state, which is why he was confused about the questions, given that my company did not make a decision. Both points are relevant. He didn't remember that any of his contributions to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris triggered such a letter. In fact, the editors of the Wall Street Journal reminded us that President Biden's 2020 inaugural brought in $62 million, and the presidential campaign for Kamala Harris raised over $1 billion. Second, he was making a personal contribution to the inauguration and had nothing to do with his company. Of course, the senators knew that, but wanted to bully a big tech leader who has changed some of his giving habits. When most of big tech lined up behind Democrats, the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress were thrilled. Now that some are reconsidering their previous support, they're likely to get similar letters. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.